since it's Friday, that means movies with our Blue Jean movie critic, Chris Bellini. Good morning to you, Chris.
Hoping to pick one that I can get you excited about. How about UV Halloween?
Well, let me tell you, I've got the bales of hay, I've got the gourds, I've got the scarecrow in front of my house. All I need is something to watch on Halloween.
Well, hopefully this is the one for you, but maybe not. I know the spirit's there. It's coming on strong, so I'm excited for Halloween. Big fan. This movie actually takes place in Salem, Massachusetts, a great place for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And there's one citizen, okay, here's the thing. There's one citizen, UV Dubois, played by Adam Sandler, and he's made it his job to keep the people safe on Halloween. Now, he's eccentric, but he's truly that ultimate devoted community volunteer. Now, of course, unfortunately, people aren't the nicest to him, and he's the object of a lot of mean pranks. But one Halloween night, people are going to start disappearing. UV's going to have to step up once again. He's going to try to keep the town safe and hopefully solve the mystery and possibly stop a murderer. Here's a scene from the film. UV crashes a teen party. There's drinking, there's smoking, and you'll see here that he's not going to let that happen on his watch.
Hey, man, smokers for jokers.
What's your problem?
I got a problem? I think you got your problem. How we doing, guys?
What's up, old man?
Got some ID for that drink?
What?
Yeah, not on my watch.
What the hell?
It's for the best.
Excuse me, Grandpa Thermos? You need to leave the party right now.
Leave public property? I don't see that happening.
So he's a party pooper, this guy, but he wants to keep everything nice and orderly. Let me say this. Are you an Adam Sandler fan?
No.
Okay.
Well, sorry. That's the truth.
That's why I was joking when I said I may have the film for you. I do like Adam Sandler's in this because, you know, they're silly, but there's a certain fun and playful nature to them. You know, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, The Waterboy, some of those really, really early ones, I thought they were entertaining and enjoyable and kind of fresh in a way. And I'll say, of course, maybe this is where you're coming from, too. Some of his later films completely missed the mark for me, didn't connect with me at all. So UV Halloween comes along, right?
Yeah.
And I think, Halloween comedy? Sandler Halloween? You know, you got the gourds and the hay bales.
It makes sense.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? And it's something, I'm like, this is going to be something new. I haven't seen this mix before, so I got excited. Throw in Kevin James, Steve Buscemi, Maya Rudolph, a whole bunch of other comic actors along for the ride. And I'm like, this has got some big pluses. But I got to say, aside from a few chuckles personally for me, film didn't connect with me. Another one of the ones that just didn't make it happen. Sandler plays a very familiar character, as you can hear in that clip. He's done it in the past, over the top, a little bit too over the top. And that makes it feel a little bit too much more the same. And, you know, it's one of those things where you get a lot of it, and you get a lot of it often, and that gets distracting. And you can tell in that scene, at least for me, his choice of voice sometimes makes it really hard to hear his lines. His lines get muddled. So I got to say, okay, here's the thing. I know you don't have to create something completely inventive in a movie like this, but a little flash of something new is always nice. The film didn't really have a story. That's not a surprise to you. It was sort of like a setup for a bunch of sketches and wacky characters to be written into one film. And it feels like a bunch of sketches sewed together.
Is it animated or is it live action?
It's live action.
Oh.
But animated, live action may have gave it another feel to it, pulled it to another level. But it is live action. And, you know, the sketches got to be good. I did mention there were a few chuckles, but for me, they were spread out way too much. And to have those long gaps with not a lot of solid laughs is not a good sign for a film like this. Now, I know I'm tearing it apart because for me, I was disappointed. I will say, this is not you. If you are a Sandler fan, I don't want to push you away from the one in the film. There's enough here to make the film feel fun. But for everyone else, I say you may want to keep clicking through the other choices.
I have only two other alternative answers for Halloween night streaming.
Okay.
Number one, Halloween, the original.
Yes.
Number two,
the new one.
Beetlejuice. Not a new one.
Beetlejuice is a classic.
Yeah, yeah. That's some good Halloween watching right there.
Let me throw one out there as well. I would like to say that Halloween that was made in 2008, you'd think that after 10 films, you'd get disappointed. But because it was a direct sequel to the original that you recommended,
yes.
I may say it may be a good companion piece.
I agree.
It's a nice pickup.
I absolutely agree. Yes.
So you saw it.
Was that H2O?
No, this was Halloween, just called Halloween. It was two years ago.
Yeah. Halloween.
Anyway, it was good.
Halloween 20, was it? No.
2018, yes.
2018 is the year. Okay, very good. I agree with you, and I did see that, and I thought it was good, too.
And really quick, if you can, The Conjuring is a great paranormal ghost story based on true events, so that it makes it even more creepier, or even Ghost Story, a movie made in the 80s with Fred Astaire, John Houseman. There's some big names there.
The Conjuring. Nice movie, I'm writing that down, Chris. The Conjuring.
And Ghost Story was from the 80s with Fred Astaire. You may appreciate sort of the old school, sort of, you know, non-violent but very kind of creepy paranormal feel to it.
I like creepy and paranormal. That works for me. All right, Chris, a great series of options then for Halloween as we all stay indoors this year. Good idea.
Absolutely.
Very good.
All right, well, have a good one then.
And you have a good weekend. That is Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean movie critic.